Kum Lenin, Ablat Gemara. We are up to the Kuf Lam Gimel Amad Aleph. We had a story, Rabbi Yenisa Ben Uziel, that his children weren't behaving correctly. Somebody was going to like, he gave it all to Yenisa Ben Uziel. And Yenisa Ben Uziel sold a third, gave a hedger a third, and then he gave the children a third. So Shammai wanted to stop him. He thought he gave everything to the children, and you're defying this guy's wishes. And Yenisa Ben Uziel said, you're making a mistake. Here he never told me clearly not to give to his children. He gave it to me, and I sold it, and I gave it a hedger, proved that it's mine. And because that it's mine, therefore I can do whatever I want. I can give it to the children. It's coming from me. It's not like the story of Beis Chayin. Of Kufla Medal and Aleph, how is it different than the story of Beis Chayin? The story of Beis Chayin is as follows. It says the Gemara, three lines at the top. Ma'isava, what was Beis Shammai's opinion? Mishum Ma'isa the Beis Chayin. There was a story of Beis Chayin. That now we learn. Ma'isa the Beis Chayin. We had this Gemara in Adorim. There was a story in Beis Chayin. Of Chebches, where Echishoy Avi Mudre Menano, a guy who swore that his father should have no benefit from him. What happened was, there was a big chasana for his son, which is the grandson of his father, and he wanted the grandfather, the father, to come. So, look, I made a neder. I'm not being mat neder. I still fight with my father, but I wanted to be there. Hari chotzed v'so'udin v'sunil amatar. I'm giving this to you as a gift of the ein lefenecha, but the only reason I'm giving it to you is kedei sheyove abba v'yoychel imon v'sudit. It's your food, so that when my father comes to eat, he's not eating from my food, he's eating from your food. So the guy said, you're giving it to me with an emes? I'm donating the whole thing to the Beis HaMikdash or to the Eibishter. He said to him, what do you mean? I'm not giving you permission. I never gave it to you to give it to the Eibishter. So what are you doing? You're playing a game here. You wanted me to have it, but it's really not mine. It's really yours. Only reason why I give it to me is that, hey, you want your father and to drink and eat and have a good time. I'm my cheshbon. The oven told me, and I should have the sin on my head. Laid down a rule. Kolch matana she'ena, any matana that is not a proper matana. For example, she'megdisha megdesha, that is not a proper hegdish. Ena matana is not a valid matana. And that's Shammai's mistake, because in fact, when I got it completely. I sold it, I gave a hegdish. It was mine. Therefore, I could give it to the children. There, it was never a matana. The guy never wanted to give it his friend the meal of the wedding. He just gave it to him so that his father to circumnavigate the Isser. And that's forbidden. So, Ray, all the Rishonim ask over here, well, so how do you have this concept of matana menas lahachzir? I give him a ton of kedusha, give it back to me when you can't make an hegdish. So how can it be matana? So there's generally two opinions. One opinion is you can make a hegdish lizman. You could make a hegdish kozman, it's yours, for the 2 days, let's say it's yours, and then you take it back from hegdish, so therefore it's a valid matana. Or it doesn't really mean it has to be made to be hegdish. He's just giving an example here, because that's the story of what happened to the guy who made a hegdish. You have to have some kind of an ownership. And during, when you're a matana lahasa, you can lend it to other people, you can give it to other people for a short time. Therefore you have some kind of ownership. Irrelevant hegdish. Taisa brings you to Shalmi with a story in the Gemara that is a little bit different, that actually Yenison Ben Uziel's father disinherited him. And he gave all the money to Shammai to keep. And then Shammai is the one who did this chachma. That Shammai gave a third, he sold a third, gave a third away, and then he gave the rest to Yenison Ben Uziel. And he gave this whole chesed. So imagine Yenison Ben Uziel, we're going to learn about in a minute, he's the greatest talmid that lived at that time, and his father disinherited him. They don't want a son to become a rav or a yeshiva. So let's see the Gemara. Yeah, exactly. I had a career. We have no idea anything else other than what I just told you. All we know is that his name was Uziel. Torah, what we learned. Shmeinim Talmidim Hoyu Loili Hillel HaZaken. Hillel HaZaken had 80 students. Shloishi Mehen, 30 of them, Ru'uyim Shetishre Aleim Shechina Kemoish Rabbeinu. 30 of them, the Shechina should rest, was Zoyche, that is suitable, that the Shechina rest like Moshe Rabbeinu, except it didn't because the Doir wasn't Zoyche, not because of them. Shloishi Mehem, another 30, Ruyin Shetamil and Chamaki Yeshua Benun, that they could have stopped the son like Yeshua. Moshe Rabbeinu also stopped the son, but they were not in the level of Moshe, they were in the level of Yeshua. So you had 30 that were like Moshe, they were 30 like Yeshua. And then Esim Benyanim, you have 20 Benyanim. Now, what does Benyanim mean? Now that we know Tanya, we know exactly what Benyanim is. There's a madreg of a beini, but others the poshup shot is beinim is if you before we look chassidus is between Moshe and Yeshua. They were a level in between Moshe and Yeshua. Godul shibekulan, the greatest. Now it's not clear the greatest of all the 80 talmidim or the greatest of the 20 beinim, but the greatest of all them was Yonis and Ben Uziel. The way the Kesef Mishnah learns poshup shot in the Rambam, it's the greatest of all 80. And the greatest of them all is Yonis Ben Uziel. Cotton shibekulan or Yechem Ben Zakkai. And amazing, Rabbi Yechim Azaki became the leader, not any of the greater ones. What does it tell you about leadership? The Kesef Mishnah has a Gisa there that for Ket, the Yechim Azaki was the greatest of them all, not like our Gisa. Amru, and this is the smallest. Look at this. Amru, Lav Rabbi Yechim Zakai, Shleiniach Mikra. He didn't miss out one pasuk, and that's a really big deal because we learned before that Amoraim generally didn't know Chumash. Mishnah, he knew every Mishnah. Yeah. Gemara, so what's Gemara? Gemara, Pashat Pshat, is the Svaris of the Mishnah. But the Rashi says an amazing thing in Sukkah, that Gemara is that the later Tanoim did to the Mishnah like the Amoraim did to the Mishnah. And they went through the whole thing and learned the whole thing in detail, just like our Gemara did. And that's cool. And Rashi says that whenever it says Talmud, it doesn't mean Gemara. It means what the later Tanoim, how they dissected the Mishnahs from the earlier Tanoim. Okay? Halacha is, we know about halacha, Agoda is, in general, Rashbam says, Agoda is like Medrash Tanchuma. Medrash Tanchuma lived way after the Gemara, after the Tanchuma, according to most opinions, even though some say, maybe based on this, that it's Rab Tanchuma from the Gemara. Is it Rab Tanchuma in the Gemara? We had it in Baba Kama, that when the guy didn't know what the Asad Ibn is, he said, let's go ask Rab Tanchuma, because he knows. So maybe that's the same person. Rab Tanchuma. Yeah, so maybe he's the same one. Okay. Digduke Teira and Digduke Seifim. Digduke Teira is a letter in the Teira that, you know, that you're Medayik or Digduke Seifim. Kal Chamorim, Kal Chaymers. Gzeir Shavish, all that. Kufis, the Gematriois. Now, we all know that Gematriois means numerical equivalence. Actually, you look at Shane and me, they don't learn the way. You look at Shbamed, the Gematriois. What's a Gematria? Not what we think. You know what Gematria is? What we call Rosh HaTevis. Kegoin Anoichi, Anon Nafshik Sovet Yehovis, as Shbam says. You know what Gematria means? A Rosh HaTevis. Anon Nafshis Ksovis Yehovis. Or Yorat is made up of the word Yidras and Notza. Like Rosh HaTevis. Totally different than what we normally learn a Gematriois is.
It's also hidden meanings, but not mathematical.
The Rashi brings a Gematriois is at Bash. Now you change letter around. That's Gematriois. But the Rashbam says Rosh HaTevis. Yorat Yorat means it's like Rosh HaTevis because you have all three words in there, one letter of each word in there. Which is amazing. Exactly. Umashallah's kaifsim, umashallah's shawalim, the different examples we'll have in the Gemara where they use different mashallim to give us, explain. The Moshe Rabbeinu had 30,000 mashallim for every single thing. And sichas shadim, the language of the demons. And the Rashbam says it's in order to get them to help you. So you know which psukim to use so that you can wear them as a kameya. That's what he learns it means. Sichas de kolim, the language of the palm trees. The Rashbam says, Amod Nazach, people talk about palm trees. He knew what psukim they used to use about palm trees. Rashi says, I have no idea what the Gemara is talking about. And what's the Rashbam saying? He knew the language of the palm trees. So the Rabbeinu Geshur says, you know what the Sichas de kolim means? He knew how to say the words that suddenly a field that was barren should be populated with palm trees. Exactly. So the Rabbeinu Geshur learns he knew how to make nisim. Rashi says, I don't know. Rashbam says, Amod Nazach. He knew how to talk about palm trees. Whatever that means. And then Vedava Godl, Vedava Cotton, big issues and small issues. Dava Godl is what Maisa Mekover. And Dava Cotton, Havoi is the Bible of Rabbis. Havoi is the Bible of Nigla compared to Chassidus, is called Cotton. Maisa Mekover is Chassidus in Kabbalah. And that's called Dava Godl. And Nigla, Havoi is the Bible of Rabbis, which is basically the whole Shas, is Dava Cotton. The Rashbam says a very interesting thing about Havoi. Rashi brings in Sukkah that the Tanoim already had the full Shas. And that first Amorim forgot it all. And Abaye Verava brought it back, which takes away the whole beauty of Abaye Verava. Because we're talking about Tanoim here. What do you mean Havai is Abaye Verava? So Rashi learns that they already knew the whole Shaka of Italia. But the first generation Amorim forgot it, so they had to, Abaye Verava just brought it back. It wasn't their own original ideas.
And what Rabbeinu Rashi just wrote down?
Oh, they recorded it all. L'kayim ha-shenem ha-lahanchil oyhaveh yesh v'yishaseh ma'alfum ha-pechim ha-achad ha-kodim gulim. If Rabbi Yechon Zaki knew all this, God will call him ha-lachad ha-kama v'kama. What can be greater than that? That's a cotton. So what's the answer to the deal of cotton? Omro yinzin zil b'shoshe yeshu v'tev. He learned Torah called oif sheperech lem. This is of every bird flying overhead, burnt up. And this is the famous word to Chilkin, how a chassid learns the Gemara and a masnagid. A masnagid learns the Gemara, he starts thinking, a literature guy learns the Gemara, he says, okay, the question is, Yenzim Azil, is he chayi for mazik or not? Because he's learning Torah and he just killed somebody's bird. Does he have to pay the guy damages? Is he considered a goyim, a garmi? What is he? And chassid learns the Gemara, wow, what kind of kedusha there was over here. That the kedusha was that even a chayi was consumed and subsumed by this level of kedusha. But actually, I saw Chubas talking about whether he's Chayv and Hazekas or not. Very interesting, Chubas. A guy said, this is my son, he's believed, we'll see later what it's for. Or if a guy says, Achid is our brother, and therefore he should have a chen Yerusha, the other brothers don't have to believe him, they say, prove it, but since you said it, you have to give him a share. So, for example, there were two brothers, there were three fields, so the Reuven gets a field and a half, Shimon gets a field and a half. But you, Shimon, say that there are three brothers, and if there would have been three brothers, then each one you would have gotten one. So, Shimon, you're entitled to only one field, the half that you have extra, give it to your brother Levi that you claim. But Reuven gives nothing to your brother Levi. So Reuven, because he doesn't believe it, he has to have a raya. But Mace, if Levi dies, then what happens that half a field doesn't go back to Reuven? Then Yachzeru nechassim lemekayimin, it goes back to Shimon. But if Levi has property, now this is interesting, properties that Levi, the guy that's in dispute, brings in properties elsewhere, Yirshu Echavim, then Reuven, who said, prove it, you're my brother, will get a chelik in that as well. See you tomorrow later, tomorrow. So anyway, right? So what do you mean, it's my son? In what case? We told before the Gemara, we had a guy says, Yaki, this is my pchoy. No, we knew he was a son, we just didn't know who was the first one. Now he's saying, this is my son, that he inherits him. Second thing, that his wife now is no longer have tied to his brother. Of course, if he said, this is my son, and he asked, of course, if he wants, give him as a gift. We learned before you can give him a tongue to anybody. So Gemara, you're right. Lift her as ishtem min a yibum itzchei. The big chiddush here is that she's parted from a yibum. Freddy Gemara, what? And we believe him that what? That she has a son and he's parted. Gemara, her name is. We learned that as well. We learned Misha Amar b'shas misos. If a guy said while he was dying, Yeshli bonim. If a guy says while he's dying, I have children, so my wife is not part of a yibum. Nema, you believe? Yeshli achim. So he wants to ask his wife, I have a brother alive. You're stuck. Ainoi Neman. We're talking about a woman here. So we already know that he's believed to say, I have a son and she's part from Yibim. Says Yimara Hassam, the Loy Muchzalan Bach there, the woman when you're dying, you didn't have any brothers, so we thought that she's part from Yibim. And you're reinforcing that by saying, look, I have a son, so therefore what? Therefore you're part from Yibim, so we believe you. But
why would you want to be Messiah his
because he hates her with a passion. You ever meet people that don't like their wives? You ever met such people? Okay. He never had the courage to divorce her. We didn't have the money to divorce her. But now he'll get at her. They have some people like that, believe it or not. Hoch over here, Afa gav the muchzeleibach. Here the chiddush is, even though there's chazaka. We don't have any eidim there's a brother. We just have rumors that there's a brother. So we would have thought that maybe she's stuck and she has to hang around. But now that he says, I have a son, you believe him. Why? Because he has a migui. And the chiddush is that you believe a migui against a chazaka. What's the migui? Because if he wants, he can divorce her right now. What do you have to lie for? He can divorce her. And divorce her, she's a free woman. So if he says, I have a son, we have a son, and she's a free woman, she's a free woman. He believed, since if her husband says, I divorce my wife, we believe him. And the reason there is because he wants, he can divorce her right now, so we believe also regarding a son. My teacher told me, Rabbi Yosef got sick when he got blind and he had amnesia. And he was repeating things, and he's asking himself, I cannot believe my rabbi actually told me this. That the reason why, if he say this is my son, which is the Mefarish and the Mishnah, is believed because if he said, I divorced my wife, you believe. Where does it say that? The only reason why, if a guy says, I divorced my wife, you believe, because there's a media he could have said, I divorced now. And that we learn from here. So how can it be that he said, we learned this from that? This is what my rabbi must have said. That the reason is because if he's a migui, if he wants to get divorced her right now. So now that he's saying that I don't have to divorce her because I have a son, or we have a son, that's good enough. Amr Rabbi Yosef hashed, and Rabbi Yosef now said, forget, hashed, now that we've established, we say to Hoyle, if he wants to get divorced right now, is Baal Shah, Amr Gerash is Ishi, if a man comes around and says, I divorced my wife, Neman is believed. Why is he believed? Hoyle of the other guys, he wants to do it right now. No. He said, if a man says, I divorced my wife, past tense, ain't in Neman, is not believed. No, but he argues Rabbi Yosef. We'll soon see what's going on here. He waved with his hand. Boom, evaporated this hoil of Rabbi Yosef because we don't believe the husband. We do believe Rabbi Yosef is right. We do believe the husband because he wants to give a get right now. Did Rabbi Yechon also say, if a man says, I divorced my wife, Nem is believed. Like Kasha. Kan lemafreya kan lahaba. If he says I divorced my wife last month and in the interim she was mezana, we don't believe him because the migui is he can give a get right now. How does that? And if he would give her a get right now, would she be divorced yesterday? No, only be divorced from today, so she'd be killed. But if he says I divorced my wife today, And then he has a migui, because he could have said, he could do it right now this minute. So therefore, Rabbi Yosef seems to be saying that we believe the husband even l'mafreya. Says he, well, no, only l'kan l'haba. Teish already asked a question, he doesn't understand the whole Gemara. How can the Gemara even think that Rabbi Yosef l'mafreya? So why did we learn in Gittin Afid Zayin over there that mipnei ma'atik nos ma'am begittin and we had a machri b'yechish lakish? Why is there a date in Gittin in order that he shouldn't cover over his wife if she happens to be also, even though he hates her, he's divorcing her. But maybe it's his niece and something else, so he'll protect her. But lechayda, and if there's no, and even there is his man, but he has a migul, he can always say, he can always say, if a man, he don't need a get at all. He'll hide the get, and he says, I get Ashley's ishti a month before that date. If you're worried that people are going to protect their sisters and the nieces, he'll tell his wife, hide the get, and they'll say that 2 months before this story happened of Znus, I already divorced her. How can that be? Obviously, either you have a get, or you only believed about today, not the mafreya. And it remains in Tzorchit. So anyway, it's an interesting question. Let's say the guy came along and said, Amar l'mafreya. He said, I divorced my wife 30 days ago. Okay, we don't believe you divorced your wife 30 days ago. We don't have a migui. But do we believe, let's palgin in the Buddha and say, okay, we don't believe about the past, but we'll believe that she from now on is considered divorced. Because we'll divide her words in that. Yeah. But il-poyil, he said, I divorced her a month ago. So let's believe the divorced and take away the word a month ago and believe her. Mafreya, ma'u lehemuna, do we believe him? Do we believe for the future? Me palgina de Buddha, or like palgina de Buddha? Do we say, look, he said one statement, I divorced a month ago, and because we don't believe regarding a month ago, we don't believe at all? Or do we say, take away the part that we don't believe? There's two statements there. One is about a get, and one is a date. So let's say the date we'll ignore, but the get is from now on, because now is a migui.
Back to the first pedigree of
Gittin. And Sanhedrin will have as well. Maish number de Rava, how is it different than the case of Rava? The Amar Rava said, Ish plaini balishti. If a guy says, Reuven says, Reuven's married to Leah, and he says that Yankel had an affair with my wife, my married wife. Now, obviously, we're not going to believe regarding his married wife, because Ish take a gufa, a person cannot talk about himself, cannot incriminate himself. But do we believe him regarding that from the person? And there's another aid that joins him with him as well. So we say, the Rava says, along he says, Ish plaini balishti. That guy had an affair with my wife. Who v'achad he and another witness mitstarfi combined lahar goy to kill that Yankel. So we dash in the lahar goy v'loy lahar go. We will kill Yankel, but we won't kill his wife. Why? Because Palgina the Buddha will say it's two separate testimonies. No, you just said you had a question whether Palgina the Buddha, I divorced my wife a month ago. Let's split it in half. Say you divorced, yes, not a month ago. And here we see clearly Palgina the Buddha. And for the Gemara, but three gufas, two different cases. There's two gufalgin. There's mamish, two different Edison. One is about Yankel, and one is about my wife. So it's not relevant when Yankel, who the woman is. All we need to know is that he had an affair with a married woman. But regarding your wife, a separate testimony altogether, we'll ignore that, and let's just focus on the Yankel. Over here, Bechad Gufa, we're talking about the same, you said one thing about one woman. I divorced her a month ago. So it's the same person and one Maisa. Loi Palginen. Maybe we don't divide it at all. Okay, we'll stop paying attention.